Ai, tēnā no koutou e whakarongo maina, kei konei taku kai kōrero, ko Shane Jones, kamatoe, whakarongo mai ki au māua kōrero mō tēnei wā. Tēnā koe, Shane.
Kia ora, ngā mihi kia tātou.
Ai, kamutu e tēnei wahanga, hena hoki me kōrero, ku pātai kia koe. Recently, you visited the Wairiki construction site last Monday after the funding announcement for a business park at Ngāwha. How is the team progressed so far?
Well, it was a revelation to see the amount of work that has taken place to create brand new facilities at our Ngāwha Hot Springs. As listeners may know, that locality is called Pārahirahi. However, for many generations, people of the north, in particular the Ngāpuhi tribe, have used the Ngāwha thermal springs not only for recreational purposes, but also for medicinal purposes. There are a host of men and women working on site. They are building a new facility which will enable people to have high quality access to changing rooms, cafe, a place where people can also gain access to internet connectivity and international tourists can spend more time and spend money at that facility, or shall I say that resource, will become a lot more accessible to locals and when the border opens again to global travellers.
Oh, good. Okay, what impact would the infrastructure have on the community of Kaikohe with the development of Wairiki Ngāwha Springs?
Well, Kaikohe has been neglected for far too long. And my kaupapa is to ensure that the development opportunities in Northland are evenly spread. The reason why our government is funding a new water storage dam at Matawi, very close to Ngāwha, is to bring better productivity results out of our land. The reason why we are funding also a business park is to create an incentive for investors, small to medium-sized businesses, to relocate their enterprises closer to Kaikohe. Jobs for the locals, also a park that is very close to our geothermal energy power station. And then what we'll see is a hub, people developing ideas and feeding off each other to make a situation come to pass where one and one equal three.
Oh, kia ora mai anō. Shane, moving forward from this, this coming Monday, you'll be in Kaitaia at the Ahu Centre for another announcement. What can our whānau look forward to?
Well, I am expecting that our Te Hiku radio station will widely advertise that event.
Oh,
and I want to give a big shout out to the lady known as Andrea Panther. The Panthers, as you know, are a well-known family in our Kaitaia district.
Mm.
And that lady has done a tremendous job giving voice to the concerns of business owners and other investors in Kaitaia. And she has been for a long period of time advocating that Kaitaia be treated with respect and that the government allocate pūtea so the heart of Kaitaia beats stronger. We will be making an allocation to revitalise the heart of Kaitaia. We will be making allocations to some of our Māori landowners who want to expand their businesses in Manukahani, but also fencing and riparian planting so that the landowners can preserve the environmentally important parts of their landscape. We will also be announcing an overdue improvement to our roading infrastructure, in particular a roundabout to be built at the end of Matthews Avenue. I'm sadly unable to talk about the financial amounts until such time my officials have contacted each and every one of the applicants, but it's going to be a gold medal day for Kaitaia.
Oh, lovely. I will endeavour to advertise for today, the kaupapa for Monday, Shane. I will do it on air quite regularly while I'm at work and leave a note for the kai kōreros in the afternoon show. So kia ora mai for that one, and look forward to the Monday program you have at Te Ahu.
Tēnā tātou.
Kia ora mai anō.